Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda B, you've been giving me such flack about, we'll be back in a minute, and then if it's more than a minute, but you know me, it's like, I'll be ready in a minute, and then it takes you a little longer. Yeah. My minute is a little longer.
Your minute is a lot longer.
A little longer, not a lot. A little bit, just a little bit. A
lot. You know how usually it's the man waiting for the women to get ready. It's usually me standing at the door going, come on, we got to go.
Not all the time.
I didn't say all the time. I said usually. Usually.
Oh. But anyway. We promised a giveaway, didn't we?
We did. We did promise a giveaway. Should we give that number out?
We should. Now, we're giving away the glycemic factors from Country Life. And why would someone want the glycemic factors from
Country
Life?
Well, if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic or concerned about that, it's going to help your body respond to sugar a little bit better. It's going to help your pancreas and the insulin levels respond better to the sugar. So it's just going to help stabilize that sugar balance in
your
body.
No spikes. Take the spikes
out. So it's got some really good ingredients, which we'll go over a few of the ingredients in just a minute.
So we're giving this away to two callers who call in. You won't have to be on the air. You call into the back line, and you'll win the first two callers. So, Brenda B., the number is?
727-754-2900.
727-754-2900, and your first two callers will get the Country Life glycemic factors.
Good luck. So, we were talking, like I mentioned, diabetes and prediabetes. 86 million people from age 20 have prediabetes. And you know it's affecting our children now, younger and younger. There are certainly a lot of kids growing up that are already into the diabetic realm, not just prediabetes. So, you know, it really can start from childhood, especially the way the standard American diet is today. But of course, you know, everybody knows that it's a big risk factor. It increases your blood pressure, your cholesterol. You have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, heart attack, stroke, blindness, kidney failure. You know, it's the leading cause of kidney failure is diabetes. So, and of course, amputations. I mean, those are serious issues there from being diabetic or pre-diabetic. So we were talking about diet and the surprising study from the University of Alabama saying that
they've just discovered
that low carb diets are recommended for diabetics. I wanted to read one more thing. Diabetes is a disease of carbohydrate intolerance. Reducing carbohydrates is the obvious treatment. It was the standard approach before insulin was discovered and is in fact practiced with good results in many institutions. The resistance of government and private health agency is very hard to understand.
It's just amazing. It's right next to the article of America was just discovered. At least they're getting around to it finally.
And I'm hoping that more people who have diabetes or prediabetes is realizing that the diet is a big part, that they shouldn't just take a supplement. Supplements are important, but they're supplements, you know, and I'm a true believer, as I've said before, that diet is a big issue as well. So some of the things, though, that you'll notice, there's even a commercial airing about this diabetic product that says, and surprisingly, the main ingredient is a simple spice in your kitchen cabinet.
Oh,
you
yes.
know what that
I know.
Is?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead and tell our
listeners. Cinnamon.
Yes.
So cinnamon is actually been shown to improve glucose and lipids of people with type 2 diabetes.
And that was because Dr. Oz also covered that just while ago. Yes.
Oh, like
his other discovery.
It as well.
His other discovery, yeah. Yes, yes.
So it's actually showing that cinnamon actually helps with the insulin receptors, what's called the phosphorylation of insulin receptor, and it actually aids in triggering the insulin cascade system. And because it also plays a key role in insulin plays a key role in lipid metabolism, then taking cinnamon will also help with the blood lipids. So it's pretty important. Now, these are extracts. So it's not like you just go into your kitchen cabinet and get the cinnamon out. And, you know, although cinnamon is very good, but, you know, you've got to realize you want to take an extract that's a little bit more therapeutic. So that's what they're talking about is cinnamon, that secret spice.
But there are a few other products out there.
Absolutely. I mean, alpha lipoic acid is very helpful. I mean, alpha lipoic acid has been known for many years to be helpful for diabetics, and it helps lower the blood sugar levels. It helps kill free radicals, and it certainly helps with the neuropathy that people might be experiencing because of that diabetics. So alpha lipoic acid is very good for that. One of the noted herbs that I wanted to mention was Gymnema sylvestre.
You always have those little fancy scientific names going on. Yes.
Gymnema. And actually, you know, I mean, plants are so amazing. They've got these chemical constituents inside the plants that do so much for our health. It's just amazing. And that's what it is with Gymnema. It comes down to these acids called gymnemic acids, and they actually delay the glucose absorption in the blood. The molecules.
There you go. Third time's a charm.
Fill the receptor locations on actually the taste buds, preventing its activation by sugar present in the food, thereby curbing that sugar craving. So Gymnema can curb that sugar craving. If you are experiencing a lot of that, this is one thing that you should be taking. Also, it fills the receptor location in the absorptive external layers of the intestine, thereby preventing the molecules of sugar being absorbed by the intestine, which will then lower blood sugar levels.
Brilliant.
So they fill the receptor sites. So it's very, very interesting. So fiber is also very important. And certainly fiber that's very absorbing will slow that sugar absorption within your body. Glucomannan is a good source of it.
Yeah.
Glucomannan.
Wherever you're through.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Is it one of those? So that's also very helpful. And then, of course, chromium. A lot of people know about chromium, and chromium has been used with diabetics and pre-diabetes, you know, as far as helping to stabilize that sugar in your blood. So it also is used, you know, for helping lower the bad cholesterol, raising good cholesterol. So that's also very helpful with chromium, especially if you do have diabetes. So that some of these ingredients are found in that product by Country Life, the glycemic factor is the one that we're giving away. So that's very helpful that you win that, and you're going to get that Gymnema in there, which is wonderful. You're also going to get, I think, alpha lipoic acid and those type of things. Now, Dr. V, you had some information, I think, over there on some sugars.
Well, like, yeah, the concept here is not just that you find one of these supplements to take to help combat the fact that you're consuming too much sugar, but also the actual sugar alternatives themselves. So you have your choices between what are called non-caloric natural sugar alternatives versus the caloric sugar alternatives. And non-caloric means it's not going to have any calories associated with it, but it's not necessarily an artificial sweetener, but just that it's something that you don't want to think of it that way, but just something that is going to help you get that sugar taste without having to bring that sugar into your body. So a non-caloric sugar alternative, one of them is stevia, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda B., what would you tell people if they say, should I take stevia? What's that all about?
Well, certainly it's very, very sweet. So it can help sweeten things up, and it doesn't affect your glucose levels in your body. So it is very helpful. The one thing with stevia that probably a lot of people who may have tried it and didn't like it is that it can have an aftertaste to it. But they're making better forms of the stevia. They're actually extracting some constituents of the stevia plant itself, so it doesn't have that aftertaste. So if you haven't tried stevia in a long time, you might want to try it again. And they actually have some that have like hazelnut flavoring in it. So if you put it in your coffee, you get a nice flavor.
I've seen those at the store, Gulf Coast Nutrition. Yeah. And what about the Lohan?
Lohan, which is also known as monk fruit. And that's what I use. I use Lohan every day as my sweetener of choice. It as well does not influence the glucose levels in the body. So it's very good. It's very sweet. You do have to use a little bit more than you do actual sugar.
And then the sugar alcohols, which are more
like
caloric.
Right. Well, they have a little bit of calories
just
in them,
a little
like
bit.
The erythritol, mannitol, xylitol, those type of things. They can be very helpful without adding calories and affecting your glucose levels.
And I
in
love
your body.
Xylitol. I mean, it's great. They put it in the gum. You can chew that. Really helps cleanse the mouth.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Works really, really well.
A lot
well.
Of more benefits to xylitol than just the sugar balance. And again, if you're listening, come by the store. We have those great BOGOs going on right now all the month of August. Buy one, get one free. You can save up to $46 on some of these products. So some of them, the B12, the raw calcium, your turmeric, Come by the store. We've got them all set up there for you.
And, of course, the testing that we have, Brenda B's supplement tune-up. You can also get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com, take the virtual tour of our site, purchase some of the products there. And the giveaway that we had today, again, that phone number, 727-754-2900. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I am Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.